The Alberta Aviation Museum is sounding the alarm bell, saying a surprising motion from Edmonton City Council in early July means the future of the beloved, historic nonprofit is up in the air, literally. On July 4, 2022, Council voted 11-2 in favor of Councillor Ann Stevenson's motion that administration implement a disposition strategy that maintains the public museum use within Hangar 14, including but not limited to partnering with other orders of government and private partners, and that the strategy is limited to a maximum of 2 years, at which time disposition options without conditions would be pursued. In short, they are selling Hangar 14, the Aviation Museum said in a press release, though buyers must allow the museum to still operate for the next 2 years. After 2 years, there will be no restrictions on its sale. Officials say this short timeline introduces massive uncertainty for the future of the Alberta Aviation Museum's collection and secured establishment within the city of Edmonton. 2 years is an almost impossibly short amount of time to raise the required capital it will take to save the museum. Our options are to find a buyer willing to invest $40 million into Hangar 14 and let us continue to stay here rent-free, or raise $30 to $40 million to build a new facility, said museum curator Ryan Lee. It took the Aviation Museum in Winnipeg over 6 years to raise this much money, plus an additional 3 years for construction and relocation. If we aren't successful, Edmonton will lose a museum dedicated to telling the city's story that's taken 42 years to build into what we have today. The museum's collection, which fills most of the 86,000-square-foot facility, includes more than 30 aircraft, an extensive archive of over 40,000 artifacts and photographs, a reference and research library with more than 5,000 titles, and extensive woodshops for woodworking, welding, and machining. Sharing the space are more than 20 licensed nonprofit groups, including the Army and Air Force Cadet Corps, civilian search and rescue agencies, veterans groups, and local aircraft clubs. Relocating will be a Herculean project, exceeding the capacity that a nonprofit museum with less than 10 full-time staff and a volunteer board, said Lee. Having recently renewed a 25-year lease with the city in 2018, we have continued to honor our agreement in good faith to invest, maintain, and upgrade the city-owned facility to the best of our abilities. We expected the city to honor its commitments and invest in the hangar. Despite a last-ditch effort to ask patrons and the broader community to write a letter to the city in the Help Save Our Hangar campaign, the vote to consider selling means we find ourselves shocked and dismayed at this sudden bombshell, and the massive uncertainty it suddenly places on our organization. Lee reiterates 2 years as not a realistic timeline to allow for an aviation museum to relocate, and he encourages Edmonton residents to contact their city councillors to voice their concerns on the issue. The museum is seeking to meet with city administration, councillors, and key community stakeholders in coming days to discuss and determine next steps that will hopefully find a solution to saving the museum and its collected history, says Lee. Support the museum. The museum remains open 7 days a week. Anyone interested in providing help to navigate a new path forward or submit stories of how the museum has changed their lives is asked to email marketing@albertaaviationmuseum.com.